Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 23, verses 1 through 8. Proverbs 23, verses 1 through 8. It says, when you sit down to eat with a ruler, observe carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it is gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a man who is stingy. Do not desire his delicacies. For he is like one who is inwardly calculating. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsels that you have eaten and waste your pleasant words. Now, if we were to take a look at this whole section of scriptures, of verses that we've just looked at and kind of put them together, it would almost read like we're not to trust people. I mean, look at what it says. When you sit down with a ruler, observe carefully what's before you and put a knife to your throat before you are given to appetite, and don't toil to acquire wealth, and watch out for the guy, the bread of the man who's stingy and all this. Well, guess what? Listen closely. Yes, the Bible is teaching us not to trust people. The Bible's very, very clear that we're to put our full trust in God alone. We're to be harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. We're not to cast our pearls before swine. We need to keep in mind when to eat with folks is okay and when not. The Bible talks about how if you have a brother or sister who are claiming to be a Christian and follower of Christ, but they're walking in sexual sin, don't even eat with them. Yet at the same time, Jesus ate with sinners. And we have to, folks, I want you to hear me today. Today's challenge is going to be for the mature who are able to really hear the depth of where we're going. You need and I need to know what it means to walk in the Spirit, to be led of the Spirit, to know when to eat and when not to eat, when it's okay to do something and when it's not okay to do something. You can't turn the Bible into a set of rules to follow, because without the leadership of the Spirit, you won't know how to apply the truths of the Scriptures. Sometimes Paul would sneak out of a city in a basket out through a window in the wall to get away. Other times he would just stay there and take the beating. We see once that he's beaten and thrown into the inner cell in Acts chapter 16. Yet in Acts 22, when they're about to beat him again, he pulls out his Roman citizen card and says, are you allowed to beat a Roman citizen? We see Jesus in Matthew chapter 15 offend the Pharisees. Yet in John chapter 3, have a most loving conversation with a Pharisee named Nicodemus. All the way through, the Scriptures teach us that we need to be led of the Spirit, knowing when to eat with somebody, if you will, or to have fellowship, and when to break fellowship. Years ago, a man told me, he said, always to be careful and watch out for the first people that greet you when you get off the train as a pastor. He said, a lot of the times, this wise old pastor taught me, he said, you know, some of the first people that are going to be there when you show up at the church as the new pastor, who are going to be the friendliest and the nicest, are going to be the ones that are going to be your biggest problems, because they have an agenda. Like we just read here today, don't eat the bread of a man who's stingy. Don't desire his delicacies, for he's like one who's inwardly calculating. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Folks, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you've lived in this life, I think you do. Not everybody that pretends to be your friend is your friend. But does that mean we're not to trust anybody and never have any relationship with anybody? No, we're to trust God and to listen to when he tells us to let our guard down and when to keep our guard up. Jesus would, like we said, he would eat with sinners, yet at the same time, when the Pharisees, he kept a wall between him and them. Folks, I want you to hear me. The Lord wants to be the Lord of your life. Jesus wants to be the one who leads you and guides you and gives you direction. We need daily, hourly wisdom from God. The only way you can do that is to know what his voice is, to recognize the leadership of his Spirit, to know when he's giving you a piece to move forward and when he's telling you, giving you a check in your spirit. Paul knew that the Spirit was leading him to go to Jerusalem, where he was going to experience imprisonment and hardship. He knew that. The Holy Spirit compelled him and warned him. Yet the other believers were saying, you're not supposed to go. But he knew the Spirit was telling him in that instance that he was. But there were other times that he was to wait. Folks, today's challenge is simply this. Know how to listen to the Spirit as to how and when to trust man. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.